观众朋友们，大家好，欢迎收看《美国观察》。正在南亚访问的美国国务卿蓬佩奥星期三在马尔代夫宣布，美国会在马尔代夫设立一个大使馆，以增强双边的经济还有安全关系。这被认为是华盛顿遏制北京在这一地区影响力的最新举措。接下来，我们来看美国之音常驻国务院记者张荣香从马尔代夫发来的报道。
正在马尔代夫访问的美国国务卿蓬佩奥星期三和马尔代夫总统以及外长会晤。
美国将在马尔代夫开设一个大使馆，是继最近白宫国家安全顾问奥布莱恩宣布将在西太平洋设立海警巡逻舰基地之后，华盛顿推动一个自由与开放印太地区的最新努力之一。
中国在马尔代夫这一印度洋海运线上的重要岛国大举投资。美国国务卿蓬佩奥在会晤马尔代夫领导人之后，延续之前的语调，提到了中共在印太地区的不断扩张与具有侵略性的行为。
I've been to, like Micronesia and Sri Lanka, have taken on new importance as the Chinese Communist Party continues its lawless and threatening behavior. We see that behavior in the PLA's illegal militarization of the South China Sea. We see it in encroachments into its neighbors' economic zones. And we see it when Chinese state-owned companies trash the environment. They leave behind levels of marine debris and pollution that would be unconscionable to many other nations.
跟随蓬佩奥访问的还包括他的首席中国政策顾问余茂春、亚太驻青史达伟以及主管南亚与中亚事务的副驻青汤普森。美国目前在马尔代夫没有领事馆或大使馆，但是在马累设有美国中心。美国驻斯里兰卡大使和大使馆的工作人员同时负责美国对马尔代夫事务，并且定期访问这个岛国。以上是美国之音常驻国务院记者张荣香从马尔代夫所发来的采访报道。
以下是一组美中关系相关的新闻简讯。
国会共和党参议员柯宁和参议院外交关系委员会首席民主党议员梅嫩德斯带领两党多位议员26号推出新决议案，要求将中国在新疆侵犯维吾尔和其他少数民族人权的行为定性为种族灭绝。这项决议案将根据1948年联合国防止及惩治灭绝种族罪公约追究北京当局的责任，并展开国际社会合作的协调工作，制止人权侵犯和虐待行为。如果这项决议案获得通过，参议院以种族灭绝一词为新疆人权侵犯问题定调，美国政府或能在法律层面上对中国政府采取新的措施。民主党候选人拜登竞选团队曾使用种族灭绝来讲述中国政府对新疆的人权压迫。特朗普政府也曾考虑过将新疆人权受侵犯状况认定为种族灭绝，但至今尚未做出宣布。美国联邦参议员卢比奥和布劳恩星期一晚间提交了美国金融市场诚信和安全法议案，要禁止被华盛顿列入黑名单的中国企业进入美国资本市场。该法案如果获得通过，被列入黑名单上的多家中国企业都将受到影响，包括海康威视、中国电信和中国移动。参议员卢比奥说，在美国资本市场运营的许多中国公司积极参与中共的军事间谍活动、侵犯人权、军民融合战略和中国制造2025产业政策。他说，中共对美国资本市场的利用是美国经济和国家安全面临的明显且持续的风险，必须予以解决。按照这项议案，列入黑名单的中国公司将在一年的宽限期后被禁止在美国交易所交易。美国之音新闻报道。
德克萨斯州的国会还有州议会的竞选激烈，而今年提前投票的人数已经超过了上届选举。来看报道。
德克萨斯州的国会和州议会竞争激烈，德州的民主党和共和党的两派选民都说，他们对投票的承诺超过了对病毒的担忧。
I think people are amped up. My desire to be really passionate about this election is that all of our rights are on the line.
It's very critical that people go out and vote.
对于休斯顿居民以及这个美国第二大州的数百万居民来说，履行公民的职责必须要亲自完成。德克萨斯州是五个在新冠疫情期间没有扩大邮件投票范围的州之一。尽管在大流行病期间针对密集的人群有公告警示， 在休斯顿所在的哈里斯县，亲自到投票站投票的选民将会发现，投票站的数量将是前几次选举时的三倍。选民可以选择遵守社交距离排队投票，也可以选择类似于在快餐店点餐驾车投送的方式投票。一些投票站在特定的晚上会延长开放的时间。10月29日，七个投票地点将会全天24小时开放。美国之音新闻报道。
在美国政治舞台上，女性角色越来越频繁地出现在公众眼中。对于今年的总统大选来说，有一个女性群体也是至关重要，那就是生活在城市郊区的女性们。这是一个在当下人们意见明晰且对立的美国社会依然在两位候选人中摇摆的群体之一。4年前的大选中，他们的投票助力特朗普获得足够的选举人票入主白宫，但一些民调显示，过去4年中比较多的郊区女性转而支持民主党。2018年来自郊区选民的支持帮助民主党拿回国会众议院的大多数席位，其中多数为女性选民。而在正在进行的2020总统大选中，根据纽约时报和西耶纳学院进行的民调显示，拜登在摇摆州的郊区女性中领先特朗普23个百分点。皮尤研究中心的数据显示，总的来说，拜登在这个群体中领先特朗普19个百分点。与此同时，依然有很多郊区女性选择支持共和党候选人，尤其是在今年一系列社会运动引发的骚乱后，特朗普总统对于法律和秩序的重视是他们中的一些人想要看到的。美国之音采访了华盛顿特区郊外维吉尼亚州的一些女性选民们，他们对于两位候选人都有什么样的看法呢？
Republican. I think he do a good job for the last 4 years, so I believe him.
Do care about the relationship between China as well as the United States and all countries in the world. I think that we need to obviously have a fair playing field between our countries and our economies, et cetera, but I feel that we need to do it in a different direction than what we've been doing. And I think escalating trade wars and hurting,farmers in the middle of America and then giving them subsidies because we had to hurt their economy is not the way to do it.
I think everyone would universally agree that we would like somebody with Biden's demeanor but Trump's policies, which is why I voted for a third party candidate. We weren't afforded that option. Even though I like Biden's demeanor very much, I feel like his policies are going to be very damaging to middle-class workers, especially those blue-collar industrial workers that work for companies like mine. I'll be fine if my taxes get raised. My family will be fine. But I worry about those people who won't be.
两位候选人都意识到郊区女性这个特殊群体的重要性，尤其是在战场州的郊区，例如宾夕法尼亚州。2016年，特朗普总统在这里拿下了20张选举人票，而今年的情况如何呢？很多郊区女性从与政治保持距离转为坚定的行动主义，她们或许有着改变该州胜负结果的力量。下面我们来看看宾州选民们怎么说。
最近几个星期，特朗普总统举行了重点对准郊区的集会，他敦促郊区妇女支持他竞选，并帮助他在白宫再做4年。这是努力鼓动保守派基本盘的部分行动。特朗普希望他们出来投票，以确保取得在白宫连任所需的选举人票。
I'm supporting him because I feel that his base fundamentals is rooted in American history and what our forefathers wanted to build for America.
住在费城郊区的布拉德斯致力于为特朗普和宾夕法尼亚州的其他共和党候选人争取支持。郊区足球妈妈是一个候选人需求的投票群体，但是很多人已转而反对共和党，还有更多人从政治冷漠转向坚定的行动主义。
I was never frightened about the future of our country from an economic standpoint.From health and welfare of our community, and from an environmental standpoint.
艾琳·马克特住在宾夕法尼亚州的伯克斯县，她2016年投票支持特朗普。马克特在路边摊出售特朗普的竞选商品。
I truly believe in President Trump bringing on forward women even more so than previously presidents.And not holding them back.
70岁的帕特里夏·格林2017年从马里兰州搬到宾夕法尼亚州的中部。
It's a no-brainer for me in terms of who to vote for because the civility is not present. I've mentioned that word. That's very important to me. And I don't see the compassion. I see self-interest motivated behavior. And we are one America and we should all be treated.Like you promised because we voted.
美国之音新闻报道。
各州陆续都已开启提前投票。根据投票数据公司 L2 的统计，女性比男性更早投出他们的选票。在密西根州，近56%的提前投票来自女性，这其中支持民主党的偏多。但几个关键州的新登记选民中却是共和党人更多。11月3日大选日即将到来，还会有更多的郊区女性选民投出他们的选票，最终结果会是如何？更多有关美国大选的内容，请您持续关注美国大选倒计时。
If we win Georgia, we win everything.
Experienced the first-hand effects of COVID-19, not only as a patient, but as a worried mother and wife.
2016年当选之后，美国已经退出伊朗核协议，并且对伊朗施加了严厉的制裁，伊朗的经济陷入瘫痪。华盛顿与德黑兰之间的关系将在美国大选之后走向何方？来看报道。
2020年初，美国和伊朗剑拔弩张。美国1月3日定点捕杀了备受尊敬的伊朗将领卡西姆·苏莱曼尼，在德黑兰激起愤怒。华盛顿指控苏莱曼尼在该地区策划多次袭击，德黑兰对美国在伊拉克的基地进行导弹袭击作为报复，没有美国军事人员因此身亡，冲突得以避免。但特朗普总统持续施加压力。
The United States will immediately impose additional punishing economic sanctions on the Iranian regime.
特朗普2018年将美国从伊朗核协议中撤出，声称这是一个有缺陷的协议。因为他允许伊朗继续进行弹道导弹项目，还支持该地区的代理武装团体。欧洲盟国以及中国、俄罗斯和伊朗仍是协议的签署国，而且希望美国重新加入。
The U.S. withdrawal from the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action over Iran nuclear deal represents one of the biggest blows to global governance and multilateralism as we know it. So, of course, there are great hopes that a return to the deal.Could at some point be possible.
其他美国盟友包括以色列和沙特阿拉伯继续支持美国退出这个协议。自从退出后，特朗普对伊朗施加了所谓最大压力的行动，也就是多重制裁，用意在减少国际融资渠道，阻止石油出口，以及严重削弱伊朗经济。特朗普政府表示无法信任伊朗，而制裁是约束该国行为的最佳途径。
Many public and private sector companies around the world are simply too afraid to engage with a country like Iran.
特朗普的对手乔拜登说过，他将寻求重新加入伊朗核协议， 但会对践踏人权、恐怖主义和伊朗的弹道导弹计划施加有针对性的制裁。安全分析师朱莉诺曼说，在特朗普退出2015年的协议之后，德黑兰可能不再信任西方。
America's credibility in terms of this treaty and agreements more generally is rather in question. And we assume that Iran would at least initially probably, you know, push back, try and work whatever leverage they have.With that said, Iran really is in a difficult point right now. They really do need whatever kind of re-engagement assistance can be forthcoming.
伊朗定于明年初举行总统选举。分析人士说，这使得美国要和德黑兰重建关系只有短暂的窗口，还要顾虑到伊朗政权的强硬派可能赢得权力。美国之音记者李奇维尔，伦敦报道。
政府最近宣布的计划，健康的志愿者们将会主动感染新冠病毒，以加速疫苗的开发。
当前，所有的新冠病毒疫苗试验都要给志愿者有潜力的疫苗或安慰剂，然后等他们当中有足够的人从日常生活中接触到病毒，这可能需要几个月或几年时间。英国政府近期宣布计划要开始进行所谓的人类挑战试验，刻意用病毒感染年轻和健康的志愿者，以加速开发疫苗。已经有几个人自愿参加。
So many people struggling right now, and I want this pandemic to be over. Every day that goes on, more cases are going on, more people are dying. And if this vaccine trial could mean that this period of trauma for the whole world will be over sooner, I want to help. I want to be a part of that.
Personally, I can't let this opportunity to do something, to really do something, pass me by when I'm at such lower risk than other people.
英国政府计划为挑战试验投资超过$43,400,000。世卫组织说，这可能意义重大。
There is a very long history of this for development of a number of vaccines that has been a part of what has gone on, with, say, the development of the cholera vaccines and the typhoid vaccines.
世卫组织表达了一些关切。
Volunteers must have full consent and they must select the volunteers in order to minimize their risk.Because you will be challenging people with a virus that we do not have a treatment for.
在世界各地许多国家，新冠病毒导致的感染、住院和死亡都在急剧增加，疫苗仍然是恢复常态的最大希望。
So at this point in time, we do not have a way of stopping transmission, and we do not even have the financial capacity to give multiple antibody treatments.Steroids, etc., 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 like Donald Trump received, to everybody in the population that ends up needing treatment. The cost is quite large for these kind of treatments. We don't have a vaccine, and therefore, as a result, we need to contain the spread of this virus, not just manage it, contain it.
特朗普总统不久前也因感染新冠病毒住院接受治疗。 英国研究团队的最初目标是用尽量受到控制的病毒来发现会导致新冠病毒感染的最小病毒数量。如果获得监管单位和道德委员会的批准，全面的考验测试可能从2021年5月开始，距离现在至少还有半年之久。美国之音李奇维尔伦敦报道。
在城市音乐厅依然关闭的情况下，纽约市爱乐乐团决定让他们一流的音乐家乘坐着卡车在城市的各个角落里演奏。来看报道。
由于新冠疫情大流行，纽约的音乐会演出场地仍然关闭，因此音乐家们在预防新冠病毒的同时将音乐会搬到大街上。纽约爱乐乐团成立已有178年历史，这是该乐团第一次让音乐家乘坐卡车上路，随机停车演奏音乐。经过几个月足不出户，音乐家们说他们很乐意为民众演奏。
You know, seeing the frontline health worker working so hard and save people's life, and I feel sad that I was not able to contribute. Instead, I could only.Be cowardly staying at home, which is a responsible thing to do. But I wish I could use my music to heal more people.
This first seemed like a disaster. Now it's turned into the most creative time, I think, in many years. So,
what do you mean?
Everybody comes up with new ideas how to make music in different places, and it's, it came alive. It's amazing.
每次现场音乐会的时间和地点都保密，直到最后一刻才会揭晓，这是为了防止人群拥挤造成不安全。为了保护大家，音乐家只演奏大约20分钟的音乐，然后收拾乐器转移到另外的地点演出。歌剧演员安东尼·罗斯·科斯坦佐在家里闷了6个月，首先提出了这个想法。
Well, you know, there are all kinds of logistics involved, from the sound to the lights.To the bathrooms. Where are we going to go? What restaurants are open? So just in case, I like to have prepared a tent and a camping toilet, but we haven't used it yet. I think we have a bet on who's going to use it first.
一切都是陌生而又新奇的。演出利用卡车而不是大型舞台。歌剧演唱者戴着口罩，听众是穿牛仔裤和 T 恤衫的路人，而不是穿晚礼服和西装的听众。
Heard live music or heard singing like that in a very long time, and it feels surreal and it's really, really moving. I'm very grateful for like such high art, such extreme talent to just be on the street corner. It's very humbling.
We feel so lucky that we just walked out of the store and saw this wonderful performance.
What do you think?
I feel like New York is gonna come back.
I think it's wonderful to have both the great halls and these individual connections. When we're in the Met, when we're in the New York Philharmonic, we don't see the faces. We don't see the tears in their eyes. We don't see the joy on their faces in the way we do here. And that can change how we make music. So we must have both.
一些音乐家预测，这将很快成为大苹果的新常态。当他们向惊喜和感激的观众告别时，他们保证某一天在某个街道会再次和观众相见。美国之音记者纳尔逊，纽约报道。
在其他的重要消息方面，
在星期二晚间的费城，数百人参与的暴力示威活动进入第二晚。这场暴力示威是由10月26日周一一名非洲裔美国人被警察枪杀所引发的。社交媒体上传播的视频显示，这名被官方确认为名为沃尔特·华莱士的27岁男子事发时不顾警察拔枪及要求他放下手中刀具的警告，仍然继续接近警察。事发之后的第一晚，费城发生了零星的骚乱和抢劫，造成30名警察受伤，并有超过90人被捕。当地警方在社交媒体推特上警告说，大约1000人的群体正在凯斯特和阿拉明戈区域抢劫当地的商户，建议市民避免前往该区。直升机拍摄的画面显示，示威者闯入包括运动专卖店 Foot Locker 在内的商店进行抢劫。
And we have a man who's dead, and I feel like I need to be here just to, you know, recognize that a man died. And I'm so fed up
with everything that's going on, you know.
华莱士的家庭成员说，当他与警察对峙时，精神已经崩溃。华莱士家庭的律师表示，华莱士有躁郁症。在枪击发生之前，他的妻子向警察告知了他的精神问题。华莱士的家人呼吁公众保持冷静。
I don't know what's going on, and I hope people show my family and the city some kind of respect, because I ain't got time to loot and burn up and destroy where I live. It's uncalled for. It really is.
今年5月25日。非裔美国人乔治·弗洛伊德遭明尼阿波利斯警察压颈，导致窒息死亡，引发全美反抗种族歧视的游行，而费城是主要发生地之一。种族歧视抗议及相应的法律与秩序议题也成为今年美国总统选举的焦点话题。美国之音新闻报道。
当一名妇女怀了孕，她的免疫系统会发生改变，来保护她成长中的婴儿，但这些改变也使她更容易感染某些病毒，像流感，而且会增加她健康状况出现严重风险的问题。到目前为止，有关孕妇感染新冠病毒的研究结果，让人放心和让人担心两方面的都有。
They had increased hospitalization, and they had increased ICU admission, and they had increased receipt of a mechanical ventilation. When they compared them to women of the same reproductive age,With COVID-19 that were not pregnant.
医生们正在试图确认，对孕妇而言，新冠病毒是否比感染流感更加危险。
It appears at this point that it is actually not as severe as influenza is during pregnancy.
然而，疾病控制与预防中心表示，感染新冠病毒住院的孕妇，严重疾病的发病率较高，更容易流产、早产，而且更可能有死胎。其他研究报告和这些结果有所抵触。
I think that we need to take a step back a little bit in that since COVID-19 is so new, we don't have all of the data that we really need to make an assessment as to what level of risk it imparts on a pregnant woman.
比方说，压力可能是因素吗？大流行病对产前保健检查造成的相关障碍，像封锁行动，使得一些妇女无法接受检查，甚至在生产时也无法得到医疗照护。
We are having a baby at home, but baby is not okay and needing assistance.
有些妇女因为担心感染新冠病毒而推迟去看医生。
Prenatal care, particularly in the third trimester, is one of the ways that we ensure both mother's health and ensure that there aren't stillbirths.
在更进一步了解之前，妇女需要通过戴口罩、保持社交距离、避免人多的地方，以及保持良好的手部卫生习惯，来保护自己免受新冠病毒的侵害。医生说，如果妇女察觉胎儿活动减少，也需要通知他们的医生。美国之音记者皮尔逊，华盛顿报道。
好的，以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容，感谢您的收看，我们下期节目再见。